Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am your host, Aaliyah. I'm your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader. Just here to just cheer you on and encourage you. Thank you so much for joining me this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. Beautiful cold Tuesday evening here in South Carolina. Hey, great evening, Lady T. Great evening, great evening. So, y'all, we're going to talk about tonight. It's time to unplug the replug. But before we get started with the topic of the show and jumping in and conversing, I want to thank our sponsors. So y'all hit that share button while we're waiting to thank the sponsors. Okay, so I'm going to thank them, but I want y'all to hit that share button. So I want to thank the Brown team with Bernard and Cornelia. They are your award-winning multi-million-dollar team that can help you with all of your real estate needs. Give them a call at 404-843-2500. Again, that is the Brown team. They will take care of you with any of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling. They can take care of you, renting, whatever. 404-843-2500. Cornelia is also a business coach, and if you need help with your startup business, she can definitely coach you in that. And if you need help with getting one started, she can help you with that as well. That number is 404-786-0873. Now, for the ladies, whether you're a mom or not, you want to connect with mombizboss.org. These ladies, I tell you, a lot of moms, some are not moms, some are just women that have businesses, but a great opportunity to connect with other women. They may have businesses that you may need some of their services and vice versa. They have their monthly net worth meeting this coming Friday. It's a virtual brunch, and you can get your ticket on Eventbrite, and it is called mombizboss.org. Hey, Lucy, it's great evening to everybody. Thank y'all for joining. Hit that share button while I'm thanking all of our sponsors. Thank you to all of our sponsors. If you have not purchased any of the books that I've written, go out and support. We have On Fire to Inspire the book, which is a book of inspiration and encouragement. And God just gave me pieces to encourage and lift your spirits. That book I released, that was my second one. The very first book is actually a children's book, teaching foundational English and Spanish. And all the books are on Amazon. We have the 21-Day Mind Detox, which is a great, great opportunity to start now. So if you have not read that book, this will be a great time, because we're going to be going to the new year, and you want to shift your mindset and be ready for that new year now. Not wait until we get into 2021, right? But shifting that mindset now. And then finally, I have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations. Again, they're all on Amazon and Kindle. All right, so we want to jump in and talk about it's time to unplug to replug. So y'all know I'm very transparent, because people get delivered and people get helped in your transparency, right? So today, we just celebrated our 6 year anniversary on the 9th, right? So when I tell you it's like the superpowers I feel when it's time to do this show, it's like absolutely when you're walking in your purpose and doing what God has called you to do, it's just, it's impactful, it's life, right? Well, today, before I got on the show, I was like, I don't feel like doing this today. What's wrong? I mean, I'm not getting what I'm usually getting. And I was like, you know what, Lord, that's not you, because I know I'm called to do this. And so I just got still, and I thank God for, you got to know that you got intercessors and friends that know how to pray, right? So I called my two praying sisters, ministers, pastors, and they just, when I tell you, just encouraged my spirit, and everything that was trying to weigh me down broke. And so I tell you, you got to make sure you know who's in your immediate circle. Because if they're on your front row and they can't lift you up or build you up, they don't need to be on your front row. Great evening to you, sis. Great evening. And y'all, go get that lady's EP. I'm so glad you said great evening, because I forgot. Y'all, go get this woman's EP called This Is Me. When I tell you, that woman of God has an anointed voice, and just, oh, Deidre Norvett, the name of her CD is, the name of her EP is called This Is Me. Y'all go support it. The song that y'all hear when we're coming into the show and going out of the show, that's the voice that you hear. Very, very talented, very, very anointed. Thank you for all of y'all joining the show. Hit that share button. So, as I said, with the transparency, I'm helping you by being real, okay? So as I was getting ready to do the show, and it was like, I guess about 3 hours before the show, and I just was like, I don't know. I knew it was a spiritual battle, but I didn't understand what was going on. But as I connected with those who are also connected to who gives us the power, right? As I connected with them, one through text and the other one I called, and God just, it was just like, okay, everything that was trying to hold me and wake me, it was like, shh. But also, as an intercessor, I may have been interceding for somebody else. So you got to know what's going on. But as God gave me that topic, he gave me the topic when I was on the highway on Sunday. But he didn't give me the meat of everything until I got still this evening. And as the topic itself, it's time to unplug the replug, right? That topic means, In the technology world, y'all know a lot of times, like, if you had to call and do tech support or whatever, they'll generally tell you, well, unplug the router, give it about 30 seconds, you know, whatever it is, your computer. When I was in the IT world, okay, unplug your computer, give it about 30 seconds. Well, same thing. Because if there's an abnormal functioning in that technology thing, why not do it for this body, right? So sometimes we need to unplug, disconnect from that which is social media, the phones, the whatever it is. You may need to unplug and just be in that place of nothingness. And y'all, I didn't write this down as the Holy Spirit gave me other stuff. He's downloading deals, okay? Sometimes you got to sit in that place of nothingness to just be there and be present, right? Many of us have gotten so overwhelmed with life and the pandemic and deadlines and now the holidays, and the list goes on and on and on. Thank you, Pastor Carter. So as we're talking about life itself, you know, life can be overwhelming, but it's time for you to unplug. It's time for you to disconnect so that you can be fruitful again. Because sometimes you're so weighed down to where you're like, you can't even breathe. You're almost like a person that's asthmatic or a person who's about to have an anxiety attack because you're so weighted. But it's time for us to shut down emails, the social media, get in that place of quietness, get in that place of just being able to be present with now, right? And be free to be you. Whether in that place of freedom, you may want to read, listen to some music, whatever it is that you truly enjoy, it's time to unplug. Time to disconnect to be fruitful again. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was straight from the throne room of sculpture. It's time to disconnect so that you can reconnect. When you reconnect, you're fruitful, right? So as I was saying, in the downtime, you may want to read, listen to some music, listen to some inspirational or empowerment things to feed your spirit. Some of you may want to get into your word, but whatever that is for you, what that looks like for you, I don't know what's going to help you in your place of unwinding and unplugging, but you know how to unplug you, right? That may be doing something that's like one of your favorite hobbies. If you're a person who loves to knit or crochet or whatever, do what makes you just unwind the best, right? Take yourself into that place and just get there mentally as well as physically. Disconnect from everything else so that you can be present in this now moment, right? So self-care is a must in this day and age. And I'm going to say that part again. Self-care is a must. It's a necessity, because how can I care for you when I'm not fruitful, I'm not full, right? So in order for you to show up for yourself, you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to disconnect. You got to be able to say, okay, I'm caring for me so that I can care for you, right? Exactly. Now, yeah, I looked up the definition of unplug. Google defined it as, number one, take the plug out of something. We know that. Number two, to remove an obstruction from. Okay. And then the Merriam definition said this: to disconnect from an electric circuit by removing a plug. Now, it's time for you to disconnect from that electric circuit life to get into that place of stillness, right? Now, as you disconnect, the Merriam definition also said this, y'all, and get this: to temporarily withdraw from the responsibilities and obligations of everyday life, such as work or home duties. Y'all, did y'all hear that definition? I looked up all those definitions because I was like, somebody needs to hear this. To temporarily withdraw from the responsibilities and obligations of everyday life. So if whatever that looks like for you, if that's a couple of minutes, if that's a full day, if that is a full weekend, self-care in this hour is a must. Now, and what will you gain from this place of self-care or unplugging? What will you gain? The results that you will gain will be, you'll be able to focus. Because if you're here, you're not focused. You're so divided, you can't even think about what was I doing in this moment. You're so pulled in so many directions. Self-care is a must. So you're able to focus on what's right there in front of you and truly be able to prioritize, because some things we're focusing on may not be the thing that's a priority, but we're so pulled that we can't really gauge what needs to be that priority. Yes, ma'am. Number two, unplugging can allow you to no longer be torn. Again, no longer be torn between things. You can give the right attention to the proper things. So your attention can be right there. Number three, your stress will be reduced. Y'all heard that? Your stress will be reduced. Because you can't, if you're not able to unplug, you're stressing all over the place. But if you unplug, you're able to just come into a place of peace. And number four, the body and the brain can recover. If you're stressed, you're all over the place, and life is happening, but you're not living a life. Life is just happening. And so with that said, the body, if your body is going, and you wonder why your immune system is broken down, or you're wondering why you can't easily recover from something that normally would be easy for you, that your body and your brain is not able to do what it was designed to do. So unplug and allow the body, the mind, and everything else to just do what it does. We were created to heal. You know, the body can heal itself, but we got to give it the proper thing. One is rest. One of them is rest. As we rest in that place of peace, you're able to truly have that downtime, to truly just be in a place of just, as I said, nothingness. And it's okay. It's okay to be there. So many people don't even know how to be there and sit with themselves. They feel like they got to be doing something. Da, 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 da. In that place of stillness and nothingness, I'm telling you, it's so peaceful. It's so much peace. And that's where in the past 3 weeks, the Lord has had me in a place of nothingness, not just nothingness, but in that place of nothingness, he said, this is what I need you to focus on. This is the thing that I need to you to make a priority, because this is what need that this is what's needed next. See, many of us in this place, oh my God, I feel the Holy Spirit, in this place of nothingness, you're going to get your assignment for where your next move. But if you're so busy, how can you hear God tell you what your next move is? You can't hear him because there's so much chatter and chaos going. You don't hear anything, but he's speaking. So in this place of nothingness and in this place of peace, many of you in that place will get your assignment or your next move. Because some of you have been praying, well, God, what am I supposed to be doing next? What am I to do? Because I know that was me. I was asking him, what is the next assignment? Where is the next place that you want me to move into? And he said, I need you to first get still. And in that place of getting still, it took me having a self-quarantine to get still. So I don't know what it's going to take for you. Don't be like men, make it to be a place of having to self-quarantine and do it. No, I didn't have COVID, but I was exposed to people who had it. So I self-quarantined because I was negative, but I self-quarantined because in that place of nothingness, I got my next move that God said, I need you to do this. This is what I need you to do in this hour. And so in your place of nothingness, you can hear God for your next assignment or next move. Thank you for capturing that. Because as the Holy Spirit gives it to you, sometimes you don't even remember.